Hello, this is Eric with Nutrition by Eric. It is now Sunday, April 7th, about 8:30 in the evening. I hope you're well, and I hope you're making progress in your life. Again, part of the podcast is to help others kind of figure out what to focus on, what to do in the realm of health, nutrition, bettering yourself, maybe doing even an evaluation of yourself to find out what's important. And unless you've perfected all that, unless you've got all the things you want in the world, then there's some introspection, you know. There's always some room for growth. So I hope to help with that. And today I'd like to discuss the concept of what have you researched? What have you been looking into? And also, what have you put into action? But a quick aside, it is the night before the solar eclipse. This is a very interesting thing. I don't think I paid attention to things like eclipses and equinoxes and solstices. And I think it's all very interesting. Especially now that I'm older. So if you're not familiar with it, an eclipse, as I imagine most people are, is when something's blocking something. You know, something's blocking the sun. Usually, as far as I know, the sun or the moon moves in front of the sun. Now, we just had one a few months ago. And to be honest, I have to look up the difference of what it was. Because I saw it with the neighbors. Their special glasses, you know, you may know for... to look at the sun, which I don't think is harmful, by the way. Disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor. This is just my thoughts. So, you know, take it or leave it, just sharing my opinion. That looking at the sun is something quite helpful. So I looked at the sun when the last eclipse occurred, and I didn't see that much. But then my neighbor had the special glasses that kind of have a tint, and then you could see like a crescent. So it's like a small circle blocking a bigger light source circle. And that was kind of cool. But this one's supposed to completely block out the sun, and I don't know what the difference is. I'll have to look that up. But anyways, it's supposed to be tomorrow, and it's a big day. I got the day off of work, actually, for that. But, so look into what interests you if you're not already, you know, is what I suggest. That's what I like to do. I have a lot of things I'm interested in, such as health and wellness and finances and gardening. And I don't get to do all of them. I should rephrase that. I don't do all of them for time and just the dynamics of my situation. But hopefully you're able to kind of dig into that, you know. No pun intended. I mean, with the internet and the ability to research, my gosh, you could learn about anything, you know. Think of the contrast. It was hard to get knowledge, I think, as you go back in time. Before the internet, you'd have to get maybe a book or a CD or a DVD. And keep going back, you'd have to, you know, find someone who knows something or the stereotype of hiking in some mountain to look for a guru if you wanted some kind of alternative or esoteric knowledge. But you can also, you know, kind of you use other tools, very low-tech tools, such as prayer and meditation. And I think these have been useful and have been used over the ages. So the idea is to, you know, find something you're interested in, dig into it, you know. Have you always wanted to learn to play or get better at the guitar or another musical instrument? Have you been wanting to learn how to meditate or, you know, learn how to remote view or learn about the Akashic Records? I have a lot of interests in some of those things. And, it does take time. I think if you realize that you can do something, you can research it and learn something, you know, that ties in with, it's very empowering. You know, a quick side note from a military man, Jocko, he always talks about the word discipline, and I think it's important to implement discipline, to know you have to do something and try to challenge yourself. With discipline, there's stoicism, you know, trying to be very somber and sober, not just not drinking or doing drugs sober, but the sober of view of like, hey, this is life, you know. In a way, I thought of the other day, like, hey, you know, if we're a spirit or a soul and we could be like, not like a ghost, but if we could be anywhere at any time, but no physical body, but we chose to come into the world and have a body, you get all kinds of stuff. You know, you get the highs and the lows and the people you get along with, the people you don't get along with. I've had my share of that at work. It's been rough, but, you know, back to the Stoics, they'd say, you know, everything is kind of grist for the mill. Like, everything either teaches you or makes you happy or what have you. So take advantage of all opportunities, you know. I remember a book I read many years ago by Dan Millman. It was called No Ordinary Moments. And I think, yeah, I was pretty young. It was like 25, 30 years ago. Where the concept, as I recall, was that, you know, and there's nothing ordinary. There's nothing, it might just seem ordinary. You might just be at a park or at home or at work. But I think this is a carefully orchestrated environment we're in. So it might seem that way, but imagine, you know, you could think that this is just also part of the experience, that it just seems like either boring or frustrating or whatever you think it is, but this is kind of part of the simulation, for lack of a better term. So just try to make the best of it, you know, and maybe even laugh like, wow, maybe I'm kind of tricked in a way to think that this is just a certain way, but maybe there's a lot that went into creating this whole world. Or maybe I'm getting a little deep there, but hopefully you can kind of reframe it and look at things differently. Okay, so I hope to inspire you to take some action on something that you've been wanting to do, maybe something that's been percolating in the back of your mind, an interest you've had maybe since you were a child or a teen, or maybe you are a teen or a young man or young woman, but, you know, now that I'm in my early 50s, I think about all the things that I wanted to do. And I did some, so I'm proud of myself for those. But I think of all those kind of little nudges and hints. So that's what I'd like to offer you and suggest to you, that you pay attention if they feel really strong. And the concept of having a dream. I often, think that, you know, we're going to get challenged. You may have something that you're destined to do, that you have a good ability to do, but you have an obstacle. You have people say, no, that's dumb, or they don't get it, or whatever. But know that that's just a challenge. So if you feel longing for something, if you feel drawn to something, go with that. Now, you have to kind of weigh it out. You have to kind of do a little bit of research, and you have to kind of see if it's good, moral, proper thing to do. There is trickery in the world, don't get me wrong. And a lot of people would be happy to trick you, and a lot of forces would be happy to trick you, you know, both of the known and unknown. So be careful for that, you know, but you should be able to discern, that's a good word, to discern whether something is good or bad, if it's right for you or not right for you. And of course, there are things maybe you should relinquish or let go of that you are doing that you know are not good for you, like smoking cigarettes, if it's or drugs or anything. By the way, an occasional cigarette, if it was pure and you didn't have an addiction to it, I think might be okay, but hopefully you get the idea that, you know, it's kind of this ongoing battle of, not battle, but sometimes it is a battle, sometimes it's a challenge to find your way in life, to wrestle with the psychological forces, with the spiritual forces, with the psychic forces. So hopefully you can smile and be on top and say, oh, okay, this is all just part of the game. Okay, so stay strong, stay focused, and, oh, use what you know. Okay, before I go, I did have a quick addition. That was, today I mowed the lawn. But I know a little bit about, you know, and it's springtime here, so it's a real, real beautiful weather. So I mowed the lawn, and I was just as careful as I could. I took off my shoes, and I mowed barefoot, which means I was having my feet touch the earth, which I knew was good for me. I've seen a documentary. Again, this is my opinion. There's the earthing movie, I think. So I would only recommend it if you're careful. You know, don't stick your feet under the lawnmower, of course. And I put my flip-flops back on when I was on cement. But the idea is I was trying to use what I know, which is being barefoot on the ground, you know. And then when I was in the backyard, I took off my shirt and I got a lot of vitamin D, as far as I know. Or I got not just vitamin D, but whatever the sun, you know, I got what I soaked up the sun. So whatever was emitting from the sun, I probably got a little good half hour, and that was kind of a freebie, you know, from doing yard work, which I do really like, and trying to put into practice things I know, like I said, grounding and exposure to the sun. And I actually didn't do any sunning by looking at the sun. That's another thing I like to do, but I just realized I did not do that. Next time. So research things, put things into practice, you know, use the basic, simple resources around you. You know, like I just mentioned, you know, being earthing, which is being barefoot on the ground. Sometimes I've read it might be better to be on dirt versus grass. So if you have a patch of, you know, dirt, that might be better. You can even try to experiment a week of one way, work a week of another. And getting sun exposure, just a la carte as it is. And drinking a lot of, you know, clean, fresh water. We just had a water softener installed and a reverse osmosis. So to do things, you know, if you buy things for yourself or buy things for others, make sure you pamper yourself from time to time and get something on a health level, something that can improve your health. And you may have to just be like, you know, a researcher and be a guinea pig. So you have to say, okay, I've done some research. I think I ought to do this. I think I've got to buy the supplement or start buying more organic food. A lot of things that I preach anyways. So keep that all in mind. And I hope all this helps. And then, you know, add in the things that are also low cost or free, like meditation, prayer, deep breathing, Qigong. Lots of tools out there. A lot of people, I think, sadly are lost, depressed, confused. But if you go to the basics, you know, get up early, you know, it is said, I've researched, a lot of people emit a lot of thoughts. So when they're awake, or everybody's kind of like emitting like a router, you know. So you may want to experiment with getting up, going to sleep early, getting up early, see what the quiet of the morning is like for you. Getting a journal, so many cool things, and go on and on. But start with the basics. Also, don't forget intention. You can have an intention. I intend to fill in the blank, have a good life. I intend to be happy. I intend to overcome X, Y, and Z. And, you know, just ride it out. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's all unicorns and rainbows, but there is a method to accomplish whatever you want, I believe. And, you know, if, you know, there's an old saying, is if it's meant to be, it's up to me. So roll up your sleeves, so to speak, you know, find some work, find what it's like to push against a challenge, and, you know, have the idea that, hey, it's possible, you know. So hope, pushing on, progress, look for signs, You know, I think I heard somebody say, the universe got my back, you know. Ford said, the harder I work, the more luck I have. So go into it, you know, find your way. Okay, I don't want to make this too long, but I did want to encourage you. So if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Just hello@nutritionbyeric.com. Please, if you have a moment, check out my website, nutritionbyeric.com. I have a second one, palmingstick.com, which is a device I have to help you with relaxing your eyes, and it may lead to improved eyesight. So that's all. Oh, also, you find me on all of the social medias. Not all, I mean, there's probably hundreds of them, but the main ones, you know, X.com or Twitter.com, Facebook, Instagram, everything under Nutrition by Eric, no spaces and all that good stuff. So, yeah, wish you well out there. Keep on. And take care. If you got any questions, let me know. A little joke, Party on Wayne from the old 80s, 90s movie. Party on Wayne, Party on Garth. So hang in there. Stay strong. If you need anything, get some help from friends or family or contact me. And until next time, take care.